The following shir has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Chabad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mesechta Shabbos Daf Samach. In today's shir, we will be discussing a shaila: if someone's clothing rips, and they'd like to keep their clothing closed with a safety pin, or if their button rips and they'd like to keep their clothing closed with a safety pin on Shabbos, we will discuss two possible shailas. We will discuss the shaila of Aitzah, of walking out with the safety pin, is it considered carrying? And we will discuss the shaila of Teufer, if using the safety pin to stitch the clothing is like stitching the clothing with a needle and thread, which is also on Shabbos. We will start with the Shaila of Aitzah. Now, Gemara, discussing the Mishnah of Loisete Isha b'machat she'ena nekuva, that a woman may not go out with a machat she'ena nekuva, so the Gemara explains L'may Chazya. Rashi explains the L'may Chazya of the Gemara, that where do we see it's a tachshit, that we know Eina Chayev Eschatos. As we know from this perek that if an article is being worn as a tachshit, then a woman may not go out with it on Shabbos, but if she goes out, she is not chayav chatos. If it's a masri, if it's carrying, then she is. So the pin, which we're not talking about a pin here that's keeping the clothing closed, we're talking about a pin that's stuck in the clothing by itself. So that would be a way to carry a pin. So the Gemara is asking, Lamai Chazya, where do we see that this pin has a use as a tachshit, to say that it's not chayav chatos? So the Gemara has two explanations. The Gemara explains from Rav Yosef that a isha geres basayra, which according to Rashi means that she wraps her hair around the machat to stick under her tichel so it should stay there. Tosfos and the Rosh explain that it means that she uses the pin to hold her tichel in place so that her hair should stay in place. That's Vitznias. Now that the Gemara asks that if that's the case, it should be mutter lekatchila for her to go out with these clothing, with this machat. So Rava says that it's a tashal zohov, it's not used to keep something closed, it's a tashal zohov yesh la reisha, and b'shabas she puts it keneged patachto, it's a tachshit and it doesn't have a use, so it's not a masli, but it's not chayev chatos. As opposed to the Gemara later on Daf Samach Beis that we'll get to, where that Mishnah is talking about a machat nekuva, the machat nekuva if a woman wears on Shabbos, she is chayev chatos. When the Mechaber mentions this halacha in Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Tes, that a woman may not go out with a machat nekuva, and she goes out, she's chayav chatos, the Mechaber says that by a machat that's not nekuva, a machat which is a tachshit, it's normal for her to wear, so then it depends. If she's wearing it just decorative, she wouldn't be allowed to wear it on Shabbos. If she's wearing it to hold her clothing together, then she would even lekatchila be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. By the machat that does have a nekev, which a woman is chayav chatos, so the Mishnah Berurah mentions, b'shem roiva achroinim, that even if she's using it to keep her clothing together, to keep her clothing closed, she'd be chayav chatos. And in Shaare Tzion he explains that even the achroinim that say that it's not chayav chatos when it's holding her clothing together, it would still be asur. And the svara, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, is the ain derech lahamid v'lizkar b'nekuva. It's not normal to close the clothing with a machat nekuva. In Siman Shin Aleph, where the Mishnah Berurah talks about men, there's the shita in the Rif that a man may not go out with a machat even without a hole. Unlike a woman, and he'd be chayav chatos, unlike a woman that would macha without a hole, for sure is not chayav chatos. And again, the Mechaber is talking about a pin that's not holding anything together. So the Bi'alaka discusses what would be if the pin, without a hole, is holding the clothing closed. So the Chofetz Chaim has two tzadim in Bi'alaka and Siman Shin Aleph and Sif Ches. On the one hand, he says perhaps, just like a woman, by a machat that has a nekev, is not allowed to wear it to close the clothing because of chiyav chatos, so too a man, which by a man, a machat without a nekesh, is what's chayiv chatos. So a man wouldn't be allowed to use the pin to close his clothing. Or perhaps, the other tzad, the Bi'alach explains, is by a woman where we're referring to a machat with a nekev. So Mishnah Berurah explains that it could be a machat with a nekev falls out, and that's why it's not the derech for her to use it to close her clothing. Whereas here, by a man, when we're talking about a machat that doesn't have a nekev, even though it's not the derech for a man to wear a machat without a nekev, and it's considered normally a chiyuv chatos when he wears it, but when he wears it to close his clothing, it wouldn't be not normal, it wouldn't be abnormal. Since it doesn't fall out, maybe he uses it. That's the two understandings, that's the two tzadim of the Bi'alach. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, Perek Yudches, Ois Chav Tes, he mentions that when referring to safety pins, there's no shayla of the Bi'alach. Why don't we have the shayla of the Bi'alach? He explains that the whole shayla of the Bi'alach is only on a pin that is sometimes carried, sometimes not carried. So if the pin is in the beged and is being carried, and now I'm using it to close the beged, so like the Chafetz Chaim explains, since it's normally a chiyuv chatos, when I wear it not to close the clothing, so here where I'm using it to close the clothing, I still wouldn't be allowed to use it. Whereas by a safety pin, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchose explains that people never wear it. People never wear it except for to hold clothing together. And if he doesn't, if he's not using it to close the clothing together, then he wouldn't use it. So it's not a masli. If it's not a masli, then it's never used that way. It's not a normal way of carrying. It's never a chiyuv chatos. So then, when a person is using it to close his clothing, it would be mutter. That's the psak of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos on Perek Yudches and Sif Koftes. Rabbi Elie Fisher, in his Sefer Birchas HaShabbos, quotes the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos, and he points out that Shmir Shabbos Kolchos only addresses one issue of the Bir Halacha. Because the Bir Halacha in his clear, we mentioned the two tzadim of the Bir Halacha, whether or not it would be Chiyav Chatos or not. But on the tzad that it's not a Chiyav Chatos, and he says that the reason is because when it's not enough, when there's no nekev, and it's not going to fall out, it's the derech for a man to wear it, and it's derech malbush. If it's the derech of the man to wear it, and derech malbush, by a safety pin, one can clear maybe it's not derech malbush. Even though we know that safety pins are used to stitch something up in emergency, we use it to hold the clothing together. But for a normal way of wearing things, people don't wear clothing that are held together just with safety pins. It's a temporary solution. People don't consider that a normal way of wearing it. So perhaps it's not derech malbush. So we have Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, and it seems many Achroinim Asoisim like the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa that the safety pin would be mutter. We do have from Rav Elie Fisher and Berachas Shabbos that he has a clear that maybe it's not so pashut. As far as the Shiloh of Teufer, the Shiloh of Teufer is first quoted in a Karvin Nisanul in Perek Kol Gadol Oisno. The next Perek, he talks about Teufer. He says that he found there was a minig. People used to wear safety pins, and he didn't understand how the people are using the safety pins going in and out. The halacha of Teufer, when we talk about stitching, we need to stitch two stitches going in and out. And he says he doesn't understand why it is that when somebody goes in and out, they're not worried about Teufer. Karmen Asano is quoted in Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Mem. Quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Mem, Sukkotim Chav Zayin, that the Karban Nisanul asers using safety pins to hold things together. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Shin Mem also discusses the idea of pins being used to stitch together. He doesn't mention safety pins. He mentions the Machloikas, Aginas, Verodim, that's Mako, and other Achroinim are going the Echad that was Machmer. However, the Chazon Ish, in his Hashmotos to Or Chaim, the end of the Sefer on Or Chaim, with Shayach Lasim and Shin Mem, he mentions that although Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes the Karban Nisanel as if the Karban Nisanel is Machmer, he says the Karban Nisanel was saying that there was a minig in his day to use safety pins, and he didn't understand why it should be mutter. But he is saying that the minig was Lahakal, and there were Groysa Gedolim that were Mekal. And the Chazon Ish offers an explanation. He says safety pins are not made Lehiskayim Klal. Nobody leaves safety pins in Lehiskayim, and that there's no connection to Teufel. Rav Moshe Nigas Moshe, Chelik Beis, Simon Pei Dalet, has a long tshuva about safety pins, also mentions this fact that the Karban Nisanel was not asering, he was being made the minig, bedoyroi, lakula. And Rav Moshe has an arichas explaining that the idea of Teufer is when I take two objects and I make one. If I just connect two objects, then perhaps I can talk about the halacha of kosher, of tying two things. But in order for it to be Teufer, I have to take two objects, two individual objects, and make one. And I have to make one object out of them to the extent that if I would want to separate them, the only way to separate them is not by untying, which would be the malach of matir, but rather by ripping, which is the malach of kereya. Ripping out stitches is called kereya. So Rav Moshe is marach that the idea of Teufer is not when somebody just temporarily connects any two objects. It's when somebody takes two objects and makes them one. Rav Moshe does say that if somebody wants to be machmer, perhaps there is makom lahachmer if somebody putting in a safety pin for long term. He puts in, if it's only for short term, Rav Moshe says not to be machmer. And Rav Moshe explains that even long term, Rav Moshe holds lahalacha that it's mutter. If somebody wants to be machmer, there would be room to be machmer in that situation. The other achroinim that were machmer because they didn't want to be chaylik on the Karban Nisanel and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. However, minig of many, many poskim is like a Moshe and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, like a Moshe and the Chazon Ish. And everybody should ask their own shaila on both shailas that we discussed today. Again, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chotzer, that's matter, the carrying, and Rabbi Moshe and the Chazon Ish, that's matter, the stitching.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.